This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back with Dr. Dahlia. She's the old Jimmy Man, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is not funny at all. This is tragic. But I guess a headline that we have today is a gentleman was on a business trip. He's from France, works for French company, has sex with a perfect stranger. I really don't understand that term, perfect stranger. There's a stranger and then there's a perfect one. What makes a stranger perfect? I've never understood that. You know, I mean, is he perfect or is she perfect? Because they don't ask you for money, because they don't rob you, because they don't take your cab. I don't know what makes a stranger perfect. But anyway, he has sex with a perfect stranger and dies. French courts rule against the company, saying it was a work trip. Any accidents that happen on a work trip, you're liable. Now, this isn't the first time we heard of a story where somebody else gets sued for somebody cheating on their wife. From what we understand, this was an extramarital affair. And I think it happened even in the same, hold on a second, let me look. I think it happened in the same hotel. Hold on a second. It was an adulterous relationship with a complete stranger, and it was in a different hotel room than the hotel room reserved for him. But French law stipulates that a work accident is an accident that occurs in the course of work. So if he was on a business trip, which includes the work time devoted to the business trip, that also covers the nighttime he has to be away from home. So during the entire period of the business trip, he remains under the employee's authority until he's shown that he has interrupted for an activity that cannot be considered part of everyday life, and sex is part of everyday life. So technically, the company is on the hook. One report says he was married and this was an extramarital affair. Another report says they don't know. So there was a big case in 2009, I think it was an Atlanta cop, who had maybe some cardiomyopathy. I really don't know his pre-existing status, but he had been involved in a menage a trois, cheated on his wife, and died. And the wife sued the cardiologist for $5 million. I think the judge only ruled $1 million that the cardiologist was responsible for, but a lot of his doctors are like, what the hell, why is the doctor responsible for somebody having sex, cheating on his wife, dying? What the hell was the doctor supposed to do? Well, again, in that case, they claim that the doctor should have warned him to not have sex. Apparently, he was having some chest pain. His primary care doctor sent him to the cardiologist. The cardiologist said, let's set you up for your thallium stress test at the next available. No word on whether the patient said, look, I can't do it tomorrow. Can I do it next Monday? Not sure what the conversation was, but I believe the stress test was within an 8-day period. So what ends up happening is he cheats on his wife the day before, dies, wife sues, wins. And again, tragic. Anybody dying. So then the question comes up, going, how common is dying during sex? Even for those of us that, you know, just lie there. It's not that common. All right. I think there was a study back in 1996, Harvard said less than 1% of heart attacks were attributed to sexual activity. And I think a lot of us in the medical communities think sexual activity is one of the healthiest things you can do. Okay, definitely increases blood flow to a variety of areas. It's cardiac, you know, it's great. It's fantastic. It's great activities. Probably one of our favorite sports of all time. But there are risks. And there was a study, I believe, in 2011 from Harvard again, looking at how sexual activity could actually triple your risk. Now, having a risk versus how many times people have dropped dead during sex, those are two different things. So it's rare. But if we're going to be talking about the heart, we're going to be talking about activity, we got to be honest. And my vote on it is absolutely sex can cause heart disease. Any sort of cardiovascular or any sort of cardiac activity that causes your vessels to constrict, when you have that epinephrine and adrenaline going and causing vasoconstriction, could, if you have a vessel that's kind of clogged, start to restrict it. And so when we hear people dying when they were on the treadmill or having a heart attack when they were, you know, at the gym or running a marathon, that isn't really too surprising. Now, it scares the hell out of everybody else because they're like, wait a second, okay, I don't want to die in bed. I have this conversation with my husband all the time, too. I go, let me be completely dressed. So if, God forbid, I have a heart attack and the paramedics come, I'm not naked. So I'm like completely dressed. It's like, well, how does that work? Do we cut a hole in the clothes? How does that work? I go, I have to be dressed. Same thing. I don't know if you guys know this, but a lot of times I take a shower with my bathing suit on. So when I wash my hair, especially, you kind of get a little dizzy, and I don't want to fall, hit my head, and be naked. So I'm in a bathing suit. So if the paramedics come, I'm in a bathing suit. So, yeah, that's just the way I do things. That's the way I roll. So, you know, how do you not be paranoid when you hear stories like this going, oh, my gosh, you know, the last thing I want to do is die during sex? Well, one is make sure your heart is healthy, okay? Get yourself checked out. And I know we really don't have official screening guidelines where everybody needs to get an EKG and everybody needs to get their cholesterol checked, and the guidelines differ. But as far as I'm concerned, if there's any family history of heart disease, if you have high blood pressure, if you smoke, if you have diabetes, if you've ever had a heart attack, that's kind of concerning. If you have a high stressful life, if you're obese, if you are of short stature, you know, we talked about short stature and your diabetes risk. There's also risk of heart attack with that came out years ago. I would have your doctor take a look at the heart. They could do a stress test. They could do CT angiography. They could look at the calcium score of your or coronary arteries and see if you have any artery clogging. And I love the stress test because, you know, you exercise on a treadmill and they could see what happens when your heart is stressed. And sex is phenomenal activity. It's great aerobic activity, but it's unfortunately something that could constrict blood vessels. So what I recommend to people, especially now that I know the doctors could get sued, is if you have any chest pain, you get it checked out. And if you have any erectile dysfunction, I say this time and time again, if you have any erectile dysfunction, you have got to get your heart checked, because that means you're having a blood flow problem somewhere. And if you have it down there, there's a good chance you have a problem in your heart as well. All right, but the risk is small. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge.
better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, here is the latest with the Bahamas. About 2,500 people are listed as missing in the Bahamas after Hurricane Dorian had crashed and hovered over their island for a couple days, 2 weeks ago. During Labor Day weekend. Now, as you know, Dorian flattened homes when it made landfall September 1. It killed so far at least 50 people, officials said, and they are expecting the death toll to go up as search and rescue crews are scouring through the ruins. Now, heaviest hits were Grand Bahama and the Abaco Islands. Now, according to the Bahamas National Emergency Management Agency, they say the list is preliminary and all the names have not been confirmed against government records and evacuees. He said he urged people to continue submitting missing persons through the hotline or visiting the social services office. As we are able to cross-reference our data sets, we will be able to inform family members and reunite survivors with loved ones. So Hurricane Dorian, it was at Category 5 strength when it hit the Bahamas. It is the strongest hurricane ever to make landfall in the Bahamas. And they say 70,000 people right now are in complete devastation, losing everything. There's been a lot of rumors that aid has been rejected. We can't confirm that. The Bahama government said, no, we are accepting all aid. Death toll, though, right now stands at 50. The Bahama Prime Minister Hubert Minnis said the government is working to set temporary housing for those who lost their homes, added that he visited shelters in New Providence that are providing temporary housing to evacuees from Abaco and Grand Bahama. He warned against recirculating false information that was spreading discord in the community, which is, unfortunately, discussion about aid. And, people are frustrated. They're like, okay, well, why isn't the housing set up already? And, you know, we talked about this. You could have all the plans in the world. You could have everything on paper. You could even say that you have people deployed and ready to go. And, unfortunately, there's always a slowdown. And we don't know if it's because of the shock. We don't know if it's because of the triage where they have to figure out who to help first. But right now, the Bahamas are really, really heavy hit. And anything you could do to help, I would say do. Whether it's donating to the Red Cross, whether it's donating blood. I know there's a lot of frustration. We felt it too when we, you know, collected supplies and wanted to ship them somewhere. But there are lots of different ways you can help, whether it's the Salvation Army, military. People are definitely asking for help. The majority of it is funds. They do need funds. So if you can. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So on the opioid front, Purdue Pharma has reached a tentative settlement in an opioid lawsuit, but some of the states are not on board. Now, this is being reported by Fox News. So Purdue makes OxyContin. And OxyContin has been in the line of fire for decades because of their long-acting opiate that was, unfortunately, a vehicle for abuse, even though it did help millions in pain. But people use it, abuse it, and then they had to make a new formulation to make it less abusable. Well, Purdue is owned by the Sackler family, and they have reached a tentative deal with dozens of states and thousands of local governments who've been suing them over their role in exacerbating the nation's opioid crisis. Now, the Associated Press reported that the agreement would see Purdue pay up to $12 billion over time. The Sackler family would give up control of the company while also contributing $3 billion over the next 7 years and another $1.5 billion pending the sale of their global pharmaceutical business, Mundi Pharma. Purdue is expected to file for bankruptcy if the deal goes through. So Sackler family is losing control of the company. They have to pay over $3 billion, another $1.5 billion if they sell their other pharmaceutical business. Purdue pays over $12 billion over time. Company goes into bankruptcy. Now, some state attorney generals indicated they're not on board. They go, our position remains firm and unchanged. Nothing for us has changed today. The scope and scale of the pain, death, and destruction that Purdue and the Sacklers have caused far exceeds anything that has been offered thus far. Well, I'm not sure what more they want them to do. They say Connecticut's focus is on the victims and their families and holding Purdue and the Sacklers accountable for the crisis they have caused. Now, again, see, I just don't know if I agree with that. Listen, I'm no fan of what happened with the opioid crisis. But, you know, we just opened talking about that French firm, you know, being sued because some guy has sex on a work trip and dies. We really need to rethink liability. Right now, it just seems to me liability is all about getting money. And wherever you could get the money from is the one that gets sued. You know, I don't know if you guys remember, but in Las Vegas, there was this hepatitis C outbreak that happened allegedly because the nurse anesthetist had their needle in the medicine sitting there, and then they would use their syringe to plunge up the medicine and then stick it into a port on the person's hand when they were doing multiple colonoscopies. Well, if there was blood on the port, it got onto the syringe and then it unfortunately reinfected the bottle of the propofol that was being used. So they went after the doctor, and the doctor decided ended up having a stroke. I believe he also went to jail. I'm not sure. They went after the company that Dr. Desai owned, but then they decided to go after propofol, the medicine used by millions, if not trillions, for surgeries every single day. They went after Teva, saying it's their fault that they made a bottle that was multi-dose. It should just be single-dose vials. And I think they won, or settled. And so now drug prices are up, and, you know, we have single-dose vials, and, you know. So somebody screws up using your product, you're liable. You make a product for pain, and you treat chronic pain, and people decide to take it and die, and unfortunately, not decide to die, but people decide to take it. And then, unfortunately, you know, they might take too much, or they might mix it, or they might develop a habit. You're liable. That's just the way it is. What if somebody was taking it for funsies? What if somebody knew exactly it was going to give them a high? They were never prescribed it. And that's kind of what's going on right now. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich said this is the quickest and surest way to get immediate relief for Arizona and for the communities that have been harmed by the opiate crisis and the actions of the Sackler family. I mean, he says it right there. Suing pharmaceutical companies is the quickest way to get money for the states to deal with the opioid crisis. Is that the right path to go? Is that the fairest? So the suits obviously allege that Purdue aggressively and falsely advertised OxyContin as a non-addictive painkiller. Former Purdue chairman Richard Sackler denied the allegations, saying doctors initially gave the drug positive reviews. Purdue has also pointed out in court filings that its products were reviewed by federal regulators. So Purdue is expected to file for bankruptcy as soon as this weekend or next. The company will then ask a bankruptcy judge to halt litigation while settlement discussions continue. But states could challenge Purdue's attempts to have the bankruptcy deal finalized. So the Purdue bankruptcy filing, I guess the clock is ticking. They say on October 21 trial in Cleveland, federal court asked a verdict of damages so large that the company could not withstand the blow. That's what people told Reuters. So they need to file for bankruptcy before that settlement. Now, in March, they reached a $270 million settlement with Oklahoma, but that's just Oklahoma. In Massachusetts, they had to pay $4 billion. So, people may be like, "Woo, yay, you know, Purdue's falling." That's not good. That is not good for us at all. Pharmaceutical companies are watching what's happening to Purdue in horror, what's happening to Johnson & Johnson, what's happening to Teva in horror. And you know what pharmaceutical companies are going to do? They're going to say, screw this, I'm not doing pain medication. I'm not going to do any medication that somebody could turn around and sue us for. So unless it's something that's, you know, life-saving or, you know, something being asked by the government like Ebola, you know, I think we're going to hesitate. And I think we're going to maybe, you know, procrastinate jumping on board with some of these. And we do need pain medications. There's some pretty painful conditions out there. And there's some people that just can't take Tylenol, and they just can't take anti-inflammatories. And so, true, the opioid crisis is devastating. We don't want people dying. We don't want people misled. But we still need pain medication out there. 1-877-DOCFELLY.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Rules governing a possible impeachment of President Trump approved by the democratically controlled House Judiciary Panel. A party line vote essentially setting parameters for how the committee would handle the impeachment proceedings. New York Democrat Jerry Nadler chairs the panel.
Under the procedures outlined in this resolution, we will hold hearings that allow us to further consider the evidence against the president.
The ranking Republican on the panel, Doug Collins, called it an unnecessary step designed to just keep the word impeachment in the headlines.
Today was simply to get you all here to cover something that is really, frankly, a snooze fest most of the time.
New Jersey could become the first state of the nation to ban vaping. The Senate president there is saying he will propose legislation that would phase out all vaping products. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe, maybe
you're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you. Doc Dolly. Okay, so we'll get your questions in a second. But yes, thank you guys for letting me know. Shea Theodore, Golden Knights defenseman. Love the Golden Knights. We rock. We really, really do. And those guys are absolutely phenomenal. Unfortunately, we have some news that Shea Theodore has revealed that he has testicular cancer. Now, from what we find out, it was caught very, very early. And he bravely told his story. Was it the Players Tribune? Yeah. And don't worry, I'm going to put this up on my Facebook and Twitter. But he basically kind of shared his story. Pretty, pretty scary. He has testicular cancer. He's only 24 years old. And this is a type of cancer that is probably one of the most common types of cancers that affect young males. We get about 10,000 cases a year in the U.S., maybe 9,600. So it's not the most common cancer out there. Lung cancer still tops the list for that. But it's the most common in young men. And so what happened is apparently he was getting drug tested, like they usually do, you know, and hormones get tested for the worlds. And he had an HCG reading, Now, HCG is a hormone that we women have when we are pregnant. Okay, you won't really detect that hormone unless we have a tumor or if we are pregnant. And then our HCG rises and doubles every, a couple days, and it just keeps rising. And then we have, like, major hormones, and our progesterone rises, and, then we start getting fat and our boobs get bigger and we get pregnant. But a man really isn't really supposed to be showing a positive for that hormone. So when that happened, and he's like, look, I'm not doping, they did an ultrasound, and they found on his testicle a little 5 millimeter by 5 millimeter. And let me see if I have anything that could kind of show you what that size would be. A little 5 millimeter by 5 millimeter tumor. So under maybe that big, if we cut that off right there. So he probably couldn't even feel it. And half the size of a pencil eraser. So they then took him to surgery, and apparently he had a mixed germ cell tumor, embryonal and seminoma, but it was stage one. Now, stage one means it's confined to the testicle. Other stages mean it would expand and it would spread. Thank God it was confined to the testicle, so he has a 99% five-year survival rate. Now, you guys are going to hear these survival rates whenever they talk about cancer. You know, Alex Trebek battling pancreatic cancer. So everyone's like, I don't get that five-year survival rate. We don't want them to just live 5 years. We want them to live forever. Basically, it's they look at how many people that have had that disease still alive after 5 years. So if you have stage one testicular cancer found early, there's a 99% chance you're still going to be alive 5 years from now. All right? I believe metastatic, it drops significantly. I think it's like a 68%. I need to double check that. Sorry, I don't have that at the top of my head. So, testicular cancer, it frightens the hell out of everybody, and I don't blame them. Kids, boys, I have two boys, and I tell them, check your testicles. Mom, leave me alone, Mom. No, I'm not going to leave you alone. Okay, you check yourself or I will. And any time I hear of a testicular cancer story, like Louis Armstrong, not Louis Armstrong, oh my gosh, the bicyclist. Why am I forgetting his name? Oh my God, Daniel Armstrong. What was his first name? Yeah. I called him Louis Armstrong, but that's not it. That's not Lance. Oh my God, what is wrong with me? Okay, yeah, like Louis Armstrong was like, yeah. All right, thank you. Thanks. Okay, so anyway, like Lance Armstrong, man, I made everybody, I called all my friends, I said, everybody check your testicles now. Now, the USPSTF, United States Preventive Services Task Force, does not recommend everybody checking their testicles, even though the average guy kind of knows, his body. They don't recommend it. A lot of these tests and screens aren't recommended anymore because they think people are going to have false positives. You'll feel your testicle and you'll feel like a bag of worms there. And you're like, oh my gosh, I got worms in my testicle. That's the epididymis. That's one of the tubes that helps kind of, transport sperm with your vas deferens. And there's a lot of little nooks and crannies and plumbing involved in your sperm production. And so, some of these things can feel firm. The vas deferens can feel firm. You could have a little hydrocele, a little fluid-filled ball. You could have a varicocele where you have a vein that starts to kind of, I don't want to say deflate, but collapse, just like a hemorrhoid would or a varicose vein. You could have that in the testicle, and that's a varicocele. And so that, unfortunately, can feel like a lump. And so they fear, from the United States Services Preventive Services Task Force, that if you examine yourself, just like a woman examining her breasts, she might feel a lump, freak out, go and get a biopsy done, then not have needed the biopsy, and it's a waste of time and money. I kind of disagree with a lot of that. I was taught when I was in medical school that the average person should really know their body, okay? You should know your body. You should know what your breasts feel like. You should know what your testicles feel like. Because if something's wrong, you're going to be the one to tell your doctor. I can't tell you how many women were new patients to me. They would walk in and they go, I think I have breast cancer. And I'm like, okay. We all feel like that. At some point, we all freak out. Tell me why. They go, this is new. And then I would feel it and go, okay, so that right there? They go, yeah, I've never had that before. I go, okay. Let's do a mammogram, let's do an ultrasound, and let's check it out. And maybe 50, 60% of the time they were right. Now, somebody would say, well, look at the numbers. See, there's that cost-benefit analysis, and the risks are higher than the... And I'd be like, wait a second, okay, if a bunch of women just save their own life, as far as I'm concerned, power to you. Okay, I mean, know your breasts. If you feel like you have a lump, go and get that lump checked out. Same thing with guys. So, here's the problem. There's been these stories of these young boys that are very, very embarrassed when it comes to the testicles. See, in my family, we're very open about stuff. Okay, we don't, like, talk about body parts as, like, oh, gosh, you know, it's bad, you know, or, I mean, again, you know, we have privacy, you know, I mean, we don't see each other naked or anything like that, but, you know, when it comes to, you know, did you check your testicles? I have no problem saying that in front of grandma, at dinner, when we're at Olive Garden, all right? Like, yeah, don't forget to check your testicles. Kids, I don't really embarrass him. There's more things I do that are embarrassing. So we're open about that. But there was this one kid who didn't have that sort of open discourse with the family. And so he had a lump on his testicle. Didn't say anything. Then, apparently, maybe a year into it, he decides to tell Big Brother. Well, Big Brother didn't know what the hell to do with it. Big Brothers are funny. Big Brothers are so funny. Like my older son. You know, when my younger son talks to him, he tries to give advice, and then when he sees he's at his limit, he goes, Mom, you know, I'm like, okay, Mom here, and you know, younger brother's like, why did you get Mom involved? And Big Brother's like, I don't know what the hell to do. So Big Brother in this other case, with this other kid, goes and gets Mom and Dad takes the kid to the doctor, but then it was too late, that testicular cancer was already pretty aggressive. So what are signs of testicular cancer? Well, it could be a little lump. It could be a painless lump where you don't feel anything, but sometimes it could be tender. Sometimes it could hurt. Sometimes you could have some swelling in the area. Sometimes you could even have some numbness, you know, just where one testicle feels different than the other. I don't have testicles, so I can't really describe it. You know, I know a lot of people think I do, but I don't. So I can't really describe that, but if it doesn't feel right and it feels different or there's a change, I would say get it checked out. Now, unfortunately, if testicular cancer advances, you could have back pain, you could have abdominal pain, you could have, you know, bloating, you could have, you know, appetite loss, weight loss, etc. But it sounds like Shay got it taken out. It sounds like it's removed, stage one. I'm not sure when he's going to be returning back to practice, but I'll have all this kind of written up and a breakdown of what's going on with that. But, it's, you know, I really find it admirable when, you know, people come out and talk about their diagnoses because it just kind of raises awareness and it reminds people that, you know, you could be an absolutely phenomenal, you know, athlete and be on the greatest team. And unfortunately, nature can still, you know, shoot a dart at you. And so, you know, thank God that routine testing for sports picked up this hormone issue. All right. Prayers to you, Shay. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-SALLY.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the Coast Guard is issuing warnings on charging phone batteries after that California boat fire that killed 34 people. Here they are recommending that commercial boat operators limit unsupervised charging of cell phones and other electronic devices. You know, while I'm reporting this, you just see the boat completely aflame. And, of course, multiple people dead as a result. So a preliminary report of the Labor Day fire that destroyed the dive ship, the Concepcion, near Santa Cruz Island. They say the report could be issued earlier by today. According to the National Transportation Safety Board, the cause of the fire likely won't be addressed, but the National Transportation Safety Board members have said how batteries and electronics were stored and charged is being scrutinized. Now, the Coast Guard said it has convened a Marine Board of Investigation to determine the cause of the blaze, But the bulletin noted that it does not have to await the board's findings before they can make immediate and positive action. Yeah, because, I mean, you know, people out there in the ocean, you know, don't want this to happen to them. So they'd kind of like to know what the hell happened. But we also don't want to jump to any conclusions. They say in some instances, our marine casualty boards identify pressing safety issues related to vessel stability, the engine room, or life-saving and firefighting equipment. In those instances, we issue safety alerts or bulletins. See, I mean, to me, a big potential hazard they had is everybody was sleeping in the lower deck, and there was only one entrance. And I guess there were reports that the entrance was locked. I really don't know what the heck happened. See, to me, it sounded like there was an explosion, and that's why nobody had time to get off. But, you know, first I thought there was foul play. I'm like, you know, did somebody purposely, you know, lock them in there? Or, but, you know, my husband has a boat, a small one, but I've been on larger boats, and I get the concept of yachts and how bougie and beautiful they could be and how sexy, and you have your own room on a boat, and you can be out there free in the ocean, and everybody loves boats and yachts and, you know, having beds on the boats and bars, and they're exotic, they're sexy, they're fun, but maybe I'm paranoid, but every time I'm on one, I don't like going below deck. I just don't. I get the heebie-jeebies being below deck. Now, mind you, I'm very comfortable fishing, love fishing. I'm very comfortable on a boat. I can scuba dive. I can snorkel. I don't have a problem with water. I don't have a problem with closed spaces. I could be in elevators. I could be in a Walmart aisle, right, on Black Friday. I don't have a problem with any of those. But I just always get a weird feeling about being below deck in a boat. Now, maybe it's because I've seen too many movies where, you know, bad things happen to boats. But it just, to me, I just feel like you need an out. You need a, you know, multiple fire exits. And I don't think the average boat has multiple. I think there's only one, you know, you go down the stairs, the ladder, or go up the ladder. And that's it. So if God forbid anything happened, you're screwed. And I mean, I don't know if they're going to, you know, redesign boats or have, you know, say boats all have to be outfitted with, you know, boats are too small. They're small. You have a boat, you can have a sleeping quarter. You know, I mean, there's really no room for doors a lot of times. So they say the recommendations included ensuring that all required firefighting and safety equipment is on the boat and operational, that emergency escapes are clearly recognizable and functional, and that crew members understand the roles. Boat operators should also reduce potential fire hazards and continue limiting the unsupervised charging of lithium-ion batteries and extensive use of power strips and extension cords. Now, as you know, batteries found in millions of electronic devices, according to USA Today, they charge and discharge by moving lithium particles between a negative and positive electrode. The particles are suspended in pressurized cells inside the batteries. Now, it's filled with volatile flammable chemicals, and which is why we see rechargeable battery fires. They're rare, but we see them. This is why some of these, you know, things even explode. And you're like, why did my phone explode? Well, it's because of how they're moving these lithium particles between negative and positive electrodes. So they say the intensity of the fire surprised people. If it is being fed by lithium batteries, that might explain it. But he's never heard of charging stations being linked to a boat fire. They say on commercial airplanes, crew members have gloves, tongs, and flame smoldering bags ready to go. Now, right now, 30 divers, or more than 30 divers, were spending a long weekend packed on the boat. And so if they had a long weekend, many of them probably, you know, had their phones and cameras and laptops charged. One survivor even suggested the fire may have started in an area where the electronics were charging. So I'm sure that charging station was probably the most popular, well-used, I mean, overnight, people charging. This is a problem. Our addiction and our dependence on our electronics, and I know I'm really far, you know, stretching this one, but it's another reason why I'm really not excited about getting an electric car. this, where's an outlet? Where's an outlet? I see people panicking all the time. I need to find an outlet. I do the same thing. I go to an airport. I need to find an outlet. It's just all about the outlet. Where's the electricity? You know, where's the water? Where's the bathroom? No, no, no. I just need an outlet. And I've seen frenzies of I need to charge. And you see like hundreds of cords on top of each other where people are charging their phone. I could just imagine what that could have looked like. Problem is again, it's, you know, did the fire start and then just spread really quickly along carpet and, you know, countertops or whatever? Or was there an explosion? You did have a lot of compressed air because you had divers. So, were the electronics stacked up? These are things they want to know. So right now, the Coast Guard Investigative Service, FBI, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms are supporting the Department of Justice criminal investigation. Dan Salas, CEO and owner of Harbor Breeze Cruises in Long Beach, California, told the LA Times that the Coast Guard closely scrutinized firefighting equipment and emergency access on his 7 ships during annual safety inspections this week. He fully supports the Coast Guard efforts. Good. As you know, 39 people were aboard the boat for that holiday weekend expedition. Fire started at 3 a.m. local time. 5 crew members who were on the deck were able to flee and get rescued. But the victims were anywhere from 16 years old to 62. They say they died from smoke inhalation. Divers found the body of the last victim Wednesday. So DNA is now being tested and conducted to form the identities of 7 of the 34 victims. They say the sleeping compartment was on the bottom deck of the ship, and that passengers likely were asleep when the fire started. You know, we talk about fires. There was a huge fire in Las Vegas, I think it was 1982, at the MGM Hotel. MGM has now moved, is now in a different part of the strip. Right now, Bally's is in the location of where the original MGM was. And I think 86 people died in that fire. I have to double-check the numbers. And it wasn't that they were burned alive, it was the smoke inhalation. Smoke is toxic. You have no oxygen. And so they end up breathing it in, and they end up passing it out. You also have carbon monoxide. And so the majority of people who die in fires, it's not that they're burned alive, it's that they asphyxiate. And then, unfortunately, when they do, then the fire, unfortunately, can then consume them. And there's ways for them to tell, you know, because if somebody was, you know, somebody had asphyxiated, they'd be more in a prone or lying down position, as opposed to looking like they were running or fighting. You know, I went to Pompeii. I don't know if you guys have ever been to Pompeii, but they show people and dogs in casts how they died. And the way they died, it didn't look like they were burned alive. It looked like it was extreme heat, that cataclysmic heat that killed. So there's a way to look at a body and figure out how they died. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com, That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.